Part 3. You hear part of a discussion in which two economists, Rita Manning and Paul Mason, are discussing the implications of global trade. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, C or D.
Today we're discussing globalisation and how global trade has affected all our lives, whether for good or for bad. To help us, we're joined by Rita Manning and Paul Mason, two leading experts on economics. Rita, world trade has come a long way, hasn't it?
It certainly has. We can travel all over the world and expect to see the same brands everywhere. It's something we've grown accustomed to remarkably quickly. Whether that's to be applauded from a cultural identity perspective is another debate. Obviously, the global clothes trade was an early adopter. That entire industry has been transformed by globalisation. But there are signs of a backlash now. Instant access to cheap, disposable clothes is no longer as desirable as it once was.
Most multinational companies now adapt their goods to cater to individual markets. Does that mean globalisation is changing? Paul, what's your view?
I think you're referring to a concept called glocalisation, but I'm not sure it's indicative of a change in the underlying forces of globalisation. It certainly doesn't protect local producers or benefit consumers, really. Yes, multinational corporations adapt their goods for different markets, but let's be clear, they don't have noble motives such as respecting local traditions in mind. They're doing it purely because the legislative conditions or consumer market are forcing them to do so. That's why car manufacturers alter their vehicles in accordance with local laws governing things like exhaust emissions. And of course, there are international fast food chains offering menu options for specific markets.
But let's not forget, consumers have an important role to play in the direction global trade takes. It's never been easier to access the information we need to make ethical shopping decisions. That's something that came through very clearly when I was gathering data about shopping habits for my new book. Having interviewed thousands of people, it's encouraging to see how well-informed consumers are. Yes, they're still motivated by the cost of goods. That's to be expected. But it was a relief to hear them talking about wanting to support local suppliers. And thanks to social media and other means, they're also making their voices heard when they feel multinational corporations aren't acting in society's interests.
And I'll add that when we refer to globalisation, most people assume we're just talking about the production and distribution of physical products and how that's influenced our consumer choices. And then from that, media coverage of the negatives of globalisation mainly focuses on issues like pollution and other environmental problems. Rightly so, because we have to scrutinise the actions of huge international companies and what they do in their factories. But we can't have a debate about globalism without acknowledging how it's transformed the market for intellectual capital. I'm talking about things like scientific research, education, IT, the knowledge economy, basically. For me, that, above anything else, has been the legacy of globalisation.
We can bring in cultural capital as well. Hollywood cinema is one obvious example, or global sports stars. But whether we're talking about coffee, textiles, or indeed ideas, opening up the world as a global market obviously brings benefits. When it's done in the right way, anyway. Let's use globalisation to improve the world by tackling important issues together.
Yes, provided everyone is given the same platform, I agree. There will always be differences that we'll find hard to reconcile with our own beliefs. Globalisation won't change that. For me, the ideal scenario is globalisation leading to more academic collaboration. We need people from different backgrounds and areas of expertise to work together on the things that affect us all, like injustice, poverty, or of course, climate change.
Rita, Paul, thank you.